From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for October 20th, 2015. The forecasted rains for Texas this week will be music to many farmers' and ranchers' ears, but the coming stormy weather is not the main El Nino event. Monday, I talked with Dr. John Nielsen Gammon, state climatologist and Regents Professor of Atmospheric Sciences at Texas A&M University College Station.
And certainly Texas is going to get some rainfall, but you never know exactly where it's going to happen. It seems like it's supposed to be a fairly widespread event. We've got an upper level disturbance moving in. We've got plenty of tropical moisture. Even a tropical storm supposed to form in the Pacific off the coast of Mexico is supposed to help feed some moisture up into the state. So the models are forecasting an average across the state of about 2 inches over the next week.
Again, is this part of the El Nino forecast, something else?
Well, it's part of the fall. Everything is impacted by El Nino in some way or another. There are some aspects of this that are consistent with what we expect with El Nino. We have a fairly active subtropical jet stream developing, which is what brings the wet weather to Texas in the wintertime with El Nino. And also the active tropical storm season in the Pacific, which may be helping feed moisture in this week, is also a characteristic of El Nino. So there is some evidence that it's helping enhance the rain chances in this case. Some of the super strong El Ninos we've had in the past have been associated with dry Septembers and Octobers. So it's not too surprising this time around that we have to wait until late October for enhanced rainfall chances. That's actually how it normally works. We don't really get a big impact from El Nino until the jet stream is far enough south to be affecting our weather.
This has been Robert Burns with AgriLife Communications.